And it's now time for your daily Fortas News Break, a production of Fortas Institute. The crackdown on free speech for those who speak biological truth continues in Canada, where a nurse in British Columbia is appealing the provincial Supreme Court after being fired for opposing gender ideology. The nurse was found guilty of unprofessional conduct for simply stating the immutable truth that sex is based on biology. Her legal team at the Justice Center for Constitutional Freedoms argues that regulatory bodies have no right to determine which beliefs are off-limits for healthcare professionals. Now, religious liberty scored a victory in Arkansas, where Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders signed the Keep Kids First Act, which ensures faith-based adoption and foster agencies cannot be forced to place children in homes that violate their religious beliefs. The law protects agencies from being required to place children with same-sex couples when doing so conflicts with their sincerely held religious convictions. The Alliance Defending Freedom praised the legislation for prioritizing the well-being of kids and ensuring more families can open their hearts and homes to children in need. And the Florida Heartbeat Protection Act is proving remarkably effective, with 12,000 fewer abortions in 2024 compared to 2023, the sharpest decrease nationwide. This life-saving legislation signed by Governor Ron DeSantis prohibits abortions after 6 weeks with limited exceptions. Abortion tourism to the Sunshine State has also plummeted, with Planned Parenthood reporting an 80% decline in out-of-state mothers seeking abortion. Meanwhile, nearly 74,000 babies were still tragically killed. Every life saved is a victory in a culture that has devalued the unborn for far too long. The Kansas City Star is demanding transparency from abortion providers who have hidden court records in their lawsuit against the state. Planned Parenthood and other providers are challenging common sense regulations, including a 24-hour waiting period and requirements that doctors inform women the abortion pill is reversible. The abortion industry's attempt to hide their arguments from public view speaks volumes about what they fear the public might actually learn. And here is a shocking example of malicious compliance in the state of Texas, as the Lamar Consolidated Independent School District removed Virginia's state flag from elementary school curricula due to frontal nudity referring to the classical depiction of a Roman goddess. This overreach appears to be either a misguided interpretation of anti-grooming laws or a deliberate attempt to undermine them. Meanwhile, at MSNBC, host Simone Sanders reached a new low of fear-mongering, suggesting that deportations of criminal aliens and gang members will inevitably lead to Black American citizens being the next in line. A claim as irresponsible as it is false. And that wraps up today's Fortas News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortas Plus or sign up to become a Fortas Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortasInstitute.org, and you can also subscribe to Fortas News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.